is 2 p.m. in New York, 9 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 2 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I picked up my four-year-old from the early learning center that day, and the leader of the group pulled me aside and she said, "I've got to tell you what happened today." So my heart starts racing and I thought, oh crap, looking around for kids to see if anybody has a black and blue eye or a scratch or something went wrong. And she goes, "We started our day with role plays. And your child was paired with another friend. He was playing the parent, they were playing the child." I'm listening, wondering what's next. And she said, "So he was the parent dropping off the child at school, and he gives the child a hug. He turns around, walks towards the door, looks back, and says, 'Bye, sweetie, I've got to go. I have a client call.'" And I think, one, first of all, I'm relieved. I thought something bad was going to happen. But second, I thought, for real? A four-year-old talking about having a client call? It was such a mirror for me that my four-year-old is listening to every word that I say. And that's normal for him to have a client call, because apparently that's what I tell him. You know, "Sorry, honey, I can't stay. I've got to go. I've got a client call." It's one of those moments where you ask yourself, what am I teaching my kids that I don't even know? And that's a cute story at all, but I don't only have cute stories. It was a few summers ago. We were on a vacation in Wisconsin with friends that we had met in Ouagadougou, and we're having a wonderful time together. And in the midst of this all, I find out there was somebody online kind of being a hater or a troll and saying really nasty things to me. And this had never happened before. I'd never had someone say nasty things to me and about me, like really foul language. And I was trying really hard not to take this personally, trying really hard to respond in line with my integrity back and see, you know, how I could diffuse the situation and still respect this person that was being kind of nasty. So I'm on my phone in my upstairs in our hotel, and my son walks in and he said, "Mom, you're always on your phone." And I look back at him, I'm like, "What?" Here's my, I don't know what it was, 8 years old at this time, my 8 year old, giving me feedback that I'm on my phone too much. So I was like, crap. Okay. First, I'm busted. And second, yeah, maybe I should listen to him. So I put my phone back and I start getting ready for whatever we had planned that day. And he walks up and he goes, "Hey mom, great job. You're not on your phone." Like he was expecting me to be on my phone every time he comes into a room when I'm alone. So what did we do? We sat down together and I said, "Okay, that's going to be what mama's working on. I'm going to work on not being on my phone." And he picked something that he was working on. And I still get feedback today, 2 years later, how I'm doing. You know, he'll give me feedback like, "Mom, you're doing a great job. You know, you haven't been on your phone too much," or, "Mom, you know, you're kind of getting lazy." So I appreciate that. And it's also really a wake-up call as a parent of everything that we do, we're teaching something to our children, or we're living an example every moment. Webb Dubois says, "Children learn more from what you are than what you teach." And that's exactly what this episode today is about. It's this moment to pause and ask yourself, are you living the example that you want your kids to see? And for those of you who don't have children, I still want you to stick around, because think about, are you living in a way that your future self wants to see? Are you living in a way that your future self will be grateful for? And I'm going to be really transparent with you. I'm sitting here on a gorgeous morning. I'm holding my coffee and my heart is beating because I have prepared some things in general, cues that I want to share, but I haven't prepared the stories. And I am feeling kind of vulnerable, like what kind of, you know, what am I going to share about my life and how I show up for my kids? So yes, it's because it's hard enough to see it in yourself. So I'm going to ask you to do this. And so that I know that you know I've experienced how hard that is, I'm going to just share mine. And I don't even know what they are yet, to be honest. So I've got a few things I want us to work through together. And as you're listening, if you want to pause this and write down, or if you want to save this for later and then block off 15 minutes to do it yourself, I guarantee you that your kids will thank me and your future self will thank me. All right, let's do this. Let's get closer. Are you living the example you want your kids to see, or that you want your future self to see and will be grateful for? Okay, so we're going to get started. First thing is I'm going to ask myself, what do my kids see about my mindset and my self-confidence? Right? Mindset and self-confidence. Maybe you're saying, well, you can't see mindset and you can't see self-confidence, but they do. They pick up on this, right? It's like the ways you talk about your appearance or your body or what you say about yourself when you're eating or what you say you should do or how you talk about how well or not well you did that day. Those are the ways that we can see mindset and self-confidence. So to keep this simple, I'm going to just focus on two things, what I'm proud of that they can see and what I'm working on. All right, so what I'm proud of, I think that I'm proud that my kids see a mom who will own up to when she's good at something. So we have conversations, you know, at the dinner table about what are you good at or what worked today. And I am transparent with my kids about how I show up professionally that I am proud of, like what is working. Because I want them to be very honest, to see a woman who has confidence. I work every day with women side by side to build their self-worth and self-confidence. Because I know how pervasive it is for – this is also is true for men, but I see this particularly with women, how their self-confidence and self-worth has taken a hit, whether it's from living a rotational life as an expat spouse or whether it's just these crappy messages we get from society. It's something that I wish I saw more of, is self-confidence in women and a deep – healthy sense of self-worth. So with my kids, I am proud that I will share that with them so they see that it's okay to be in the space of a woman who's confident. What am I working on around mindset? I think that one of the things I'm working on is I put a lot on my plate and I work hard, and then if I feel like I'm running behind from these ambitious goals I've set, I think my kids can pick up on that. I think they pick up on there's always more to do, right? So that's something I think I need to be careful of when I'm really honest with myself of, you know, I'm super go, go, go. And I love that. And that's actually who I am. And I feel like I can be mindful of that, of what example does that set? I want them to really see a mom whose mind is at ease and knows that she's taking steps on a lot, and that when she feels like it's going too fast, she is confident she'll put the brakes on and slow it down, not just go faster, right? That's something I've been working on for a long time. So for you, when you're listening, I want you to go to the place of mindset and self-confidence. How do you talk to your friends or your kids or your partner or your work colleagues about how you are, like how capable you are, how good you are, how capable you are of doing something, and how much you deserve to have good things, right? The people that I work with have a mindset that they're working on changing, like I'm not good enough, I'm too old, I'm not strong enough. Those sort of things we have to be careful of because they come out in ways that we might not even be conscious of, right? So if you're listening and you want to think about what example you are teaching your kids, then think about the things that you say that are going to shed light on your self-confidence and mindset. And write that down because this is important. We want to be careful about how we treat ourselves and how we teach others to treat us. Okay, next one is what my kids see about my health. Okay, what I'm proud of and what I'm working on. So this one I'm pretty happy with. My kids know that I go running almost every day, and they know that I make sleep an incredible priority because if I don't, I really turn into Momzilla. So I believe my kids see that health is a priority. I think they get mad at me, to be honest, because I always, you know, I have, since they were like four, I'm like, where's your protein? You know, where's your minerals? So I make them make choices at breakfast, lunch, and dinner that will be including protein, carbs, fruit, vegetables, etc. And they also watch me drink my disgusting smoothie in the morning. I know that if you've listened to my podcast or follow me on social media, you've seen a picture of my horrible green smoothie. It's actually really good for me, but it tastes like crap. So every morning they're like, Mom, would you, you know, how is that today? And would you buy that order at a restaurant? I'm like, no, I would never order this at a restaurant. But they see me staying with it consistently because it's a choice I make for the bigger picture. They've seen my skin clear up. I no longer have sort of teenager skin. They've seen my moods level out. And I help them understand it's because of this ugly smoothie and that's why it's worth it. So that I'm proud of. I really am proud of. Okay, now it's time for me to say what I'm working on with my health. Okay, so what do my kids see? I think that like last night is a perfect example. I worked late exceptionally. I usually don't work after my working hours when my kids are home, but I made an exception on Monday because I'm working on some big projects that are I could use some support with and haven't yet got the support on the ground. So I'm doing it. And that meant I was working from 8 to 10. And 8 to 10 probably doesn't sound like a lot, but when you get up at 4:45 in the morning, 10 o'clock is late. So I worked from 8 to 10, and then I had that just one more thing I wanted to do for that project on Tuesday morning. So I worked from 10 to 11:30 at night. Again, total exception, but 8, 9, 10, 11, 3.5 hours I could have been sleeping that I wasn't. So I was tired the next morning. And I said to my kids last night on Taco Tuesday, I'm like, hey, you guys, just warning you, I worked on Monday and didn't get as much sleep as I normally do. So if I start getting grumpy or impatient, it's not you, it's me. So that's what I said last night. So what does that teach my kids? Like that, I think it teaches them some grace. Like, you know, parents can be impatient. Parents get tired and you don't always have to be in a perfect mood all the time. I'm not like freaking Snow White or something. But it also teaches them something that I don't want to teach them on a consistent basis is that, you know, I choose working late over being patient with you. That's absolutely not what I want to teach. So I am taking big action this month on getting more support so I can do more of what I do best and outsource more of what others can do probably even better for me, freeing me up to have that night's rest that I would skip on, you know, once a month, let's say. So that's what I think I'm teaching my kids. I think that's the example I'm giving them and that's what I'm working on. How about you? What are you doing? What are you proud of? Like, what, how are you showing up for your health in a way that you think you're being a great role model? What are the practices that you're doing that you're really proud your kids are seeing? So maybe they watch you meditate. Maybe they know that you go to the gym. Maybe they see you do yoga. Maybe they watch you make a disgusting smoothie, right? Maybe they watch you say, no, one glass of wine is enough. What is it that your kids see that you're saying, yes, I'm nailing it. I'm doing a great job in terms of living the example to my children? And where, to be honest, could you do some work? Like, where are you showing up for your health in ways that you're not super proud of? Are you skipping lunch? Are you working through it? Are you not exercising? Do you eat poorly after a stressful day? Do you maybe have to have a glass of wine every day after work? Like, what are the things? It's okay. I mean, we're all human. Everybody goes through phases like this. But what are the things when you're really honest with yourself you want to work on and you don't want your kids to see, okay, or to learn as an example? Pick one. And maybe that's the one that you work on changing, how you show up. Yes, for your kids, but actually it's for yourself, right? You know, by now you've probably guessed this is a great way to motivate you to do something for you. We, you know, I know so many people that won't take care of themselves, but they'll take care of their kids first. So if you realize that by taking care of yourself, you do a better job as a parent, if that's what works for you to stay motivated, then do it, right? Because the point is that you take care of yourself so you can show up in the lives of those that you care about better. And that includes you. All right, let's keep going. So the next layer is what I teach my kids about how I show up in relationship. So now I have to think about what I'm proud of and what I'm working on. With relationships, I think that my kids, I'm proud of the fact that my kids see what a priority we make our loved ones that live abroad by flying across the world and seeing them once a year and sometimes more than once a year. You know, we make choices. How do we spend our money and our time? And instead of investing in a fancy car or nice clothes or XYZ, you know, that you could invest in, we invest in flights. And my kids see how consistent we are with going back to our respective passport countries and seeing those loved ones face to face. So that I'm proud of in terms of what I think we're living as an example for my kids to see. What am I working on? Gosh, that's an interesting one. I think that if I'm really honest with myself, I almost feel kind of uncomfortable sharing this with you, but if I'm really honest with myself, I think that I could do a better job of showing them more of how I show up as a friend face-to-face. I do a lot of my support, my relationships are through, you know, WhatsApp, through telephone calls, Facebook, and flying across the world. But what could I do more of in terms of showing my kids how I nurture face-to-face relationships? Even if I'm nurturing them over WhatsApp with someone who lives in my own city, they don't see that. Right? So that's honestly something I didn't even think about until I just articulated it. So for you, what are you working on? Like what about relationships? Is it maybe how you talk to your partner? Do you get snappy with your spouse? How is it with your kids? Like what are you teaching them about your relationship with them? What about the relationship you have with your in-laws? I know it's like a minefield, isn't it? So many of my clients talk about their in-laws and calls. Oh man, I'm so lucky. I have a good relationship with my in-laws. If you guys are listening to this, ja, die so festgat. So, oh, I love my in-laws so much. They're amazing. So maybe it's your in-laws. What are you teaching them? You know, are you teaching them about rivalry? Are you teaching them that you have crappy boundaries with your in-laws? Are you teaching them that you can be treated poorly? What are you teaching your kids about how to do relationship, right? Think about it. that is something that you can do to really live an example that you want your kids to see. Maybe you're not showing up in one relationship in a way that you wish you were. Maybe you want to take charge of a relationship in a different way. So make a note of that. That is probably really important. Okay, so the last one is sort of this impact we want to make in the world. I call this the outer impact. What are your kids watching you do? Or what is your future self going to be grateful that you're doing now? So by this outer impact, I'm talking about the impact you want to make in your profession, in your business, in your community, in your church, or on the planet, right? It might be about social justice. It might be about reversing climate change. It might be about creating community in your international school. What do your kids see? Right. I think my kids see that I am making an impact indirectly in individuals' life by helping those people take charge of their own. So I think that they see me making an impact in individuals' lives. I think they see me work really hard on growing my business so I can make that impact. So that's what I think that they see. But what I'm working on, and this one is in incremental steps, is I'm trying to make transparent more around ideas around social justice and climate change. And in fact, my kids are the ones who are coming home from school and are pumping me up with the environmental side. I love that. I just got shamed the other week by my son because he's like, why did you buy a selfie stick? That is a, you know, poor use of plastics and metal. Is that really essential? And I'm like, wow, okay. He's really focused on this impact, the outer impact. So what I'm working on is having those conversations, raising sons that really embody a non-toxic masculinity and who have positive ideas about what masculinity and femininity is. I also want to support my children in those choices around nurturing our planet and what we can do to reverse climate change. That I'm not doing as good of a job on. I think they're doing a better job being an example than I am. Okay, you guys, there it is. That's how I see it, right? I think it's really important for us to think about, are we living the example we want our kids to see, or our partner to see, or our friends to see, or our family to see, or our future self to be grateful for? For me, I know what I want, right? And I want you to think about what you want. I want my kids to see a mom who takes care of herself, who's confident, who isn't superwoman though, someone who can stop and be vulnerable and ask to get her needs met. I want my kids to see a mom who's playful and fun and willing to step out of her comfort zone, but willing to set boundaries and stick to them. I want them to see a woman who's successful on her own terms, who's strong and works toward the things that matter, and someone who works hard and makes time for her family, her friends, and her loved ones. And finally, I want my kids to see a mom who's committed to better the lives of others and who's willing to stand up for social justice and who believes in taking steps to reversing climate change, right? That's what I want. And if I'm really honest with myself, I'm rocking it in some areas, making slow progress in others and kind of face planting on a few. But what matters to me is that I am so committed to take action and I have a system and support in place to make sure that I do. Okay, so I want you to do the same thing I just did. I want you to write out, what is it that you want your kids to see? What is it that you want your future self to be grateful for? Put that down and then take the steps to become that, right? And I know this feels like a lot to bite off and chew, but you don't have to do this alone. Right? Like I work with my integrative specialist on my health. I have an amazing friend who's my running buddy. Hey, Lauren, I'm talking to you. I have a spouse who gives me feedback, honestly, when I'm being momzilla. I have an amazing business coach who is by my side so I can take action. and break through my own limiting beliefs when I am making changes in my business. And I have a wonderful group of friends and colleagues who push me to think about things that are related to social justice and the environment in new ways. So what about you? What do you want your kids to see? What do you want your future self to be proud of? And what system do you have in place to make it happen, to improve your health, your mindset, your relationships, and the impact in the world? What would that ideal team be for you to start making the kind of progress on these goals that you are craving? The thing is I've worked really hard to establish my team, and I've got multiple people in place to make it happen. And I don't want you to have to be alone as you assemble your team, right? So that's why I'm doing it for you. That's what the Impact Mastermind is all about. I've been talking about it for the last few weeks, and this is one of the last weeks where I'll be speaking to people to make sure that we have a dream team in place for you to get really clear on the impact you want to make in your life, in your health, your relationships, and out there in the world, and that you've got the right people by your side to make it happen. Okay, the Impact Mastermind is a 6-month program with me by your side and one-to-one coaching every month, a group of like-minded individuals who are as passionate about supporting themselves to reach their goals as they are about you achieving yours, put together with the exact strategies I use with my one-to-one clients so that they get results in their own life. That's what the Impact Mastermind is all about, to help you make that domino effect in your life where you work on your mindset and self-confidence, and it influences how you show up in your health, in your relationships, and in the way that you want to make an impact in the world. So join me very soon. This week, we've got to hop on the phone so you can be part of the Impact Mastermind. You can find all the details in the blog or the show notes. I'd love to talk to you over face-to-face, so to speak, virtually, and hear about the impact you're trying to make in your life and how I can support you to make that happen. So apply now. It is time to start living the example that we want our kids to see. It is time to live in a way that our future self is so dang grateful that you're doing it now. You've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. I'll leave you with a simple anonymous quote. Children close their ears to advice, but open their eyes to example.